Artwork Newspaper Issue 233, September to October 2024. Title, Bites Public Art with a Difference. Caption, Nick Jones goes south to visit a gallery with true community interest at heart. There's a dream of an old police station in Blyth's Bridge Street, complete with chained mastiffs, carved, a belfry and even a spilet. Pevs narrates it the best building in town. Architect, John Cresswell. Date, 1896. Style, Italian at Gothic. Think a smaller version of a very different station, Giles Gilbert Scott St. Pancras, built 1876. Picture, leaving plenty to the imagination, Nick Jones' arty shot of Blyth's ornate cop shop. But it begs the question, why? Was Cresswell one of the chief constable's best mates, or perhaps Blyth was a hotbed of crime, or, worse, sedition? Looking across the street, I suspect the latter, for here was a rather grand late 19th century hotel, the King's Head. I imagine shady foreign gentlemen purporting to be in the market for high quality coal closeted in the bar. Fifth columnists perhaps, latter-day roundheads or Jacobites plotting the downfall of monarchy, empire, or both. Except a canny Northumbrian chief constable clearly rumbled them, commissioning what must be the grandest clink in the northeast. Or did he? Picture, Evelyn Cromwell's Peeping Tom, a public window display in a local cafe. Fast forward to 2024, and what do I find? The King's Head, no less, still there, but, after morphing into a public house, it's now a cafe, plus edible, an architect's practice, plus pliable, makers of unique and playful furniture and more, plus visible thinking, to help visualize complex problems, plus an art gallery called Republic, a play on rep opposing the PUB. All code, surely? But for what? Walking round the gallery, and seeing the work of sculptor and artist John O'Rourke, I'm back in dreamtime. His carved heads and torsos of miners are outer shells, hiding and protecting unseen interiors with hidden chambers, and their associated layers of meaning and interpretation. So the Northumbrian miner, carved in oak, is a microcosm of the macrocosm of the mine itself, complete with headstock, cage, and shaft descending through the ribcage, down into the physical interior, but also into the depths of psyche and soul. Picture, John O'Rourke's Northumbrian miner carved in oak. Here too is a maquette for a dominating, landmark-sized version for Bedlington Bank top overlooking the River Blyth, a monument to honor and remember miners and their families. In this and a companion oak carved piece, Earth Astronomer, an archaic term for an alchemist, transformer of base metal into gold, O'Rourke explores all chemical opposites, inner and outer, above and below, overt and covert, and, the Holy Grail, conjunctio, their union. Aka psychologist Carl Jung's in Antidromia, only resolved when an extreme state transforms and rebalances. Think night to day, dark to light, water peace, or, here in Blyth, decline to regeneration. Back in 1961 Blyth shipped more coal than any other port in Europe, before North Sea oil scuppered mining, and the fossil fuel, that powered Britain's industry, at a high price to people and planet, and great profit to the few. Nowadays, this post-industrial part of Northumberland has a sadness. It's the lost soul of a place looking for a new identity and the redemption that would accompany it. EDF's plans for Blyth 2 floating offshore wind farm may be one answer, but, in the meantime, sticking with things going round and round, I'm reminded that seemingly cranky concepts make revolutions, and that revolutions often result in the application of democratic principles, and even new republics keep up you at the back. And so it is proving, thanks to the inspiring couple behind all that goes on inside the King's Head, architects Claire and Max Margetts. Fundamental to their approach is a belief that design and architecture should be about people, places and their communities. Combine that with their generosity, vision, energy, and commitment and you have a powerful catalyst for positive change. The gallery has been set up as a social enterprise community interest company, offering space, facilities and a free program of exhibitions and events, not just for artists and makers, but also for meetings, take eye classes, and more, including working with the Heart of Blyth program, offering creative workshops to help improve the well-being of local people, and hosting the Beat Academy end of year show. Then there is the Public Window, a project set up as an antidote to the dark days of lockdown, to display art in unexpected spaces to increase public engagement. These are four freestanding macro galleries, which can be installed anywhere. Artist Evelyn Cromwell's piece, Peeping Tom, on display in the cafe, uses the medium of glass in the process of darkroom photography to explore how windows within windows can contribute to layers of perception, creating or dissolving barriers in space or time. Next, studio and workshop spaces and accommodation to enable residences. Here be good alchemy. Or should that be alchemy? Republic Gallery. Co. UK. Janor Orchard. Com.